KZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. War Secretary Pete Hegseth says another boat has been struck by the military, the second vessel to be hit in the Eastern Pacific in 2 days. Hegseth alleged the vessel was transporting narcotics and said 3 men were killed in the strike. He released video of the attack, which he said took place in international waters. Meanwhile, Colombian President Gustavo Petro said one boat targeted in the Caribbean last month was a fishing vessel that got lost.
Petro writing, U.S. government officials have committed murder and violated our sovereignty in territorial waters. The Colombian boat was adrift and had its distress signal up due to an engine failure.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Secretary of State Marco Rubio departed for the Middle East tonight to discuss the next stages of the Gaza ceasefire. The White House is getting smaller before it gets much bigger. Sources tell ABC News President Trump aims to tear down the entire east wing of the White House by this weekend to make way for his new ballroom. This is ABC News. Getting on Tinder, the dating app? Get ready to have your face scanned. ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
It's a first. Match Group, which owns Tinder, announcing the U.S. rollout of FaceCheck TM, a first-of-its-kind facial verification feature that helps confirm users are real and match their profile photos. FaceCheck is now required for all new users in 7 countries and the state of California and will roll out to additional U.S. states in the coming months. New members take a short video selfie within the app. If the system confirms the person is real and matches profile photos, it issues a badge signaling to others they're legit.
A lawsuit by Alec Baldwin alleging malicious prosecution in the 2021 fatal shooting of the head camera operator on a New Mexico movie set has been reinstated and moved to federal court. Baldwin filed suit claiming civil rights violations and seeking damages after a charge of involuntary manslaughter against him was dismissed at trial last year. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Maybe what's happening at the school board needs to be disrupted.
Jim Santel and Joan Esposito, the Wisconsin teacher losing their job because of a social media post. The teacher's tweet disrupted the district's operations.
Judge says that overcomes the right of the teacher to speak publicly.
What if this were 60 years ago and she were putting up a post about desegregating the school?
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for Matinee on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
The Bucks win the season opener. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks beat the Washington Wizards at Fiserv Forum, 133-120. Giannis led the scoring with 37 points, the most ever in his career in a season debut. An injury, though, at the end of the first quarter when guard Kevin Porter Jr.